Market Center.
Americans, LFA TV family, we are back, locked and loaded and ready to go with a full chamber today, as always, and always with some extra ammunition. You know what time it is. Welcome to Based America. I'm your host, Drew Hernandez. If you think you could handle it, I'm very serious about that. If you think you could handle it, stick around, subscribe to the channel, smash that like button, hit that bell notification, copy the link, share it everywhere, copy the link, share it everywhere, copy the link, share it everywhere. We thank you for your participation. With that said, please go to LFATV.us, keep LFATV alive, keep independent media alive and fully operational into the future. Invest today for a better tomorrow. Invest today for a better tomorrow. Go to LFATV.us. Leave a donation of any amount. I'm serious. Any amount, whether a one-time or reoccurring, daily, weekly, monthly, yearly, annually. Build out independent systems that are truly alternative, truly America first, not propaganda, fake news, trying to warp your mind and warp the minds of generations to come. Your children, your grandchildren, your children's children, your grandchildren's children. Invest today for a better tomorrow. That's LFATV.us. Check out the merch store. Check out the products. We are thankful for every single one of you guys and all of your participation. One more time. That's LFATV.us. LFATV.us. Support the network, support the broadcast, support your favorite Based American alternative media network known as LFA TV. Good to see every single one of you guys. We are locked and loaded and ready to go. One Ultra MAGA in the chat. Don 081976 in the chat. Becky J01 in the chat. Bapa Lumbo 1958 in the chat. Tommy LANC in the chat. Son of Liberty LGB in the chat. Salty Debbie, good to see you in the chat. Rockabilly Guitar in the chat. King Watts in the chat. R-Star 77 in the chat. Locked and loaded and ready to go. Well, I know you guys are always ready. I know you guys are always locked and loaded and ready to go. But one thing I will tell you, I think it's abundantly clear, ladies and gentlemen. It is abundantly clear just how effective America First truly has been, truly is continuing to be effective, and you are seeing this across the entire board. Even you see like Con Inc. and you see like these really conservative, watered down organizations try to be edgy and, you know what I mean, try to really sound like, you know, what people like myself and other people that have been called a racist and a white supremacist and a bigot, not by the left, but by these people in like 2017, you know what I mean? Even they are trying to step up their game, which is a sign to me that, yes, it's hypocritical, but at the same time, it's a sign to me that watered down talking points or watered down commentary or watered down peaceful political action. I'm not saying we should implement violent political action. I'm just saying watered down anything right now is not cutting it. It's not working. It's not going to work. You want to know why? Because the other side is getting more desperate, which is making them more dangerous, which is causing them to take and implement desperate measures. And conservatives got to really make a decision. The least you could do is at least talk about it. At least come out and say something. These people are already going to call you a bigot. They're already going to call you a racist. They're already going to call you a white supremacist, transphobe, whatever the hell. It doesn't matter at this point, right? It really doesn't matter. You know, I think the traditional conservative, I don't know, you know, that crap that was going on before I was born, that Trump has literally and seriously obliterated, like this right-wing political correctness, it's done. It's dead. It's gone. You know, this McCainite, John McCain conservatism, which is really gay and effeminate, if you ask me. Like, oh, we don't want to. Remember that famous clip? I remember when I was a kid watching that. I was like, what the hell? She's right. Remember that famous clip when John McCain, I think, what do you have? He had a town hall and some based grandma. You guys remember that? Some based grandma. She grabbed the mic. She's like, I'm concerned that Barack Obama's a Muslim. Or what did she say? And then John McCain, oh my God, he takes the mic away from that base grandma. He just takes, we're not going to do that. We're taking the high road. We're not going to disrespect Obama. I was like, what? You guys remember that? Remember all that? I remember watching that as a kid. I'm like, she's right. She's right. I was like a little, you know, a little wee lad. I was like an element. Where was I? When was that going on? I think I was in elementary or middle school? No. I think middle school going into high school, I think. I just remember watching that as a kid and thinking to myself, what the hell? Why is John McCain shutting down this grandma that is concerned that Barack Obama is going to be a little more than sympathetic, opening up the door to Islam in the United States of America? But, and then, because all you would ever hear, especially as a kid, the Republicans, you know, they're the right-wing bigots. They want to Bible thump everybody. They believe that the United States of America is a Christian nation, but we're progressing. That's all I ever heard as a kid, right? And then when I saw John McCain do that, I was like, what? 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 What the? Like, why? 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 I don't understand. Why is he shutting down this based white grandma for being concerned that Islam is about to invade and take over America? And so, you know, those days are over. They're gay. They're effeminate. No, literally nobody wants that anymore. And I think some of these student organizations are still trying to keep that alive. You know, it's like this right-wing political correctness. Let's not openly oppose homosexuality because we don't want to offend the gays with MAGA hats on, you know? You know, let's not sound radical, Drew, because, you know, that just kind of, it just gives them ammo to call us all of these names. All of that is gay. It doesn't work. It's not going to work. Keep trying to tell yourself that. Keep trying to pat yourself on the back and convincing yourself and lying to yourself that that's somehow politically taking the high road. And no, speak the truth at all costs. Speak the truth at all costs. I am so sick. I am so sick and done and over political correctness, not just in the left wing, but within the right wing. This crap is in the right wing too. And it needs to go. It's retarded. You can't, like, honestly, you know, like, you get like these, you get these right-wing snowflakes that get offended when you say the word retard. It's like, what's wrong with you? My gosh, you can't even handle a damn joke. You know what I mean? It's just, it's weird. I don't understand it. I don't understand it at all. But I know my generation is done. We are done. Like, actual right-wing millennials, done. We are done with this. So done worshiping Israel, literally worshiping Israel, shilling for Israel. You can't criticize these people, which is not Christian whatsoever. The United States of America is not a Jewish nation. We are a Christian nation, our founding, right? sick of that, you know, shilling for Ukraine, our allies. You know what I mean? Oh, don't say you want a full Christian, right? A legislatively Christian influenced nation, because you're a bigot. You're a bigot. You can't say that. Yeah, well, I'm going to say it. And people are always like, millennials, your generation is so effed up. Yeah, well, who raised millennials? Can you want to explain to me who raised these kids? Yeah. You just want to blame the kids, as always, right? As always, blame the kids, blame the children. No, not the parents that raised them. No, not the generations that raised these damn kids. Literally, you know, it just blows my mind. I'm sick of hearing that, too. I'm so sick of that. I'm so sick of hearing older generations just blaming the generations that came up under them as if they had nothing to do with how they raised them or the lack thereof. Okay, dude. Okay. Okay. Yeah, we just raised ourselves. Yeah, I know my generation's effed up. I'm not afraid to admit that. Why do you think I'm so vocal, passionate, and aggressive with my commentary and my activism? Because I see a full responsibility. I fully identify that my generation is effed up in the head, hijacked, depraved, and degenerate. I'm not offended when people say that. You know what I mean? It's just like... That's why I'm here, you know, and you'll see it I guarantee you it's in the chat. There's probably some like woke boomer or woke Gen Xer in the chat that like can't even like fathom hearing. It's like, oh my God, millennials are such snowflakes. They're such snowflakes. Oh my God. They get around someone like me. I'm like, yeah, well, who raised them, dude? Who raised them? Is there any responsibility there? Big guy. No. How many divorces do you got going on? Oh yeah, that's what I thought. Shut up. Shut the hell up. There's enough blame to go around. That's the point. Everyone has to be accountable. That's the point. Yeah, who gave my generation the participation trophies, huh? Huh? Who gave them? We did? Ourselves? We just started passing them around when we were kids in the 90s? Shut the hell up, dude. Get out of here, dude. I'm so sick of hearing this. I literally am. I know millennials are effed up. That's why I'm so vocal, trying to be the counter to this. I'm not afraid to admit that. But you literally have like woke boomers and woke Gen Xers that like it's crazy. You're not allowed to criticize that generation. It's the strangest thing. And then they run around and they call, you know, millennials left or right wing snowflakes. It's like, dude, you can't even take a joke. Get the log out of your own eye. Get out of here, dude. Get the log out of your own eye. You want to point out the speck in my eye? You want to point out the speck in my generation's eye? I get it. We take full accountability. That's why I'm trying to turn this thing around. But that's just, you know, that's where we're at, you know. It's like, I'm sure there's some retard in the chat, like, you broke it, yeah, like, here I am, it's my fault, it's my responsibility. Drew Hernandez, that has probably done more than you in your entire livelihood, has sacrificed more than you in your entire livelihood for the cause of America First in the past 8 years, okay? You and probably your children combined as a millennial, yeah. I'm only turning down hundreds of thousands of dollars to stand on Christian values as a millennial. I'm turning down big brand deals as a millennial. I'm getting called a bigot and a homophobe for standing on Christian biblical values, not just by leftists, but by right wingers in conservative media. Yeah, but you know, Drew Hernandez is the problem, right? Yeah, Drew Hernandez. It's Drew Hernandez is the reason why we're in this issue. We're in this problem. Generationally. But anyways, you just can't pay attention to people like that. You know, people like that probably have gone through like 6 divorces, are probably addicted to pornography. They're probably, you know, jacked up on Viagra. All they care about is sex. You know what I mean? They're totally degenerate. They run around claiming to be Christians. Can't even have a stable relationship with their kids. You know what I mean? Then run around blaming their kids for being jacked up and effed up in the head when they're the ones that literally miserably raised them. Yeah, but it's the kid's fault, right? It's the kid's fault. Get out of here, dude. I'm so sick of hearing that. Anyways. All right. Anyways, a very interesting report. We know that this issue of human child sex trafficking is running rampant, particularly in the United States of America. But if you kind of like zoom in on different points, right? Open borders does equal open child sex trafficking. And so you're not allowed to talk about this in the media. You're not allowed to talk about this in the mainstream. You're not allowed to bring that up. You're not allowed to even debate it in the mainstream. Everyone in Hollywood knows this is going on. Everyone in the world of politics knows this is going on. Anyone that is close to positions of power knows that this is fully going on, particularly in the United States of America. And anyone, the federal government knows this is going on. American children being human trafficked. But a huge part of child trafficking in the United States of America is the international pedophile child sex trafficking rings. And so people need to understand this is, and when you're talking to normies and when you're having conversations with people that believe that when you talk about child sex trafficking or when you talk about child trafficking, human trafficking, that's a conspiracy theory. So when you come across detailed reports like this, especially with people that believe, right, whether they openly, consciously know that what they're supporting is an open border, you have to show them that your beliefs equal and result into very damaging outcomes. And part of an open border, one of the damaging outcomes is child trafficking, child sex trafficking of children internationally. These people, these kids are being brought in from all over the world on top of American children being human trafficked in this country. But particularly the southern border is bringing this in, bringing this out, and it's happening every single day like clockwork. So when you see Democrats and Joe Biden prop up via executive order, oh, we're going to cap about 1,200 migrants a day, 1.2 million a year, 1.5 million a year. That's about it. That's why I've been trying to tell people all that did was package illegal immigration, justifying and legalizing human trafficking. That's what they've done. And part of that is going to include children. And part of that is going to include children. And so this report dropped today, and it's been going viral. So this is a intel dump that you need to be able to download and share with your normie friends, because this is what happens when you have a full open border. Biden administration has lost 600,000 illegal immigrant children in the United States. Former Deputy Border Patrol agent declares. I repeat, Biden administration has lost 600,000 illegal immigrant children in the United States. Former border Deputy Border Patrol agent reports. What about all the children being taken right here? I literally just said that. You know what I mean? People are literally retarded. They just don't listen, or they're just coming into the show. What about the children in America, dude? Just listen to anything I just said for the past 5 minutes. Are you that retarded? Like, seriously, are you that retarded? Can you not, like, separate the differences of children being human trafficked, yes, in America, yes, and via the open southern border that's been happening for the past 4 years? Oh my gosh, dude, I have zero tolerance today. I have zero tolerance this year. Please try to keep up, okay? Please try to keep up. Please, at least try. Please. My gosh, is this really what's going on within the right wing? Do I have to, you know, go Glenn Beck and pull out the whiteboard and spell it out for you? This ain't Blaze TV, all right, dude? Okay. Biden administration has lost 600K illegal immigrant children in the United States. Former Deputy Border Patrol agent reports. Former U.S. Customs and Border Protection CBP Deputy Border Patrol agent in charge, J.J. Carroll, knows the United States southern border. He worked there for 24 years as a frontline security officer with the CBP. Few people have maintained such a careful and perceptive eye on the border since President Joe Biden essentially proclaimed it to be open for any and all illegals when he was installed in 2021. That is abundantly obvious at this point. Carroll has described that influx of illegals as America being invaded in a recent book. He is now exposing the attendant explosion of child sex trafficking at the southern border as treason in a documentary that he is producing and expects to release by this coming September. And I can assure you, if you want to open up the minds of normies to the reality of child sex trafficking in the United States of America, especially American children, this is like a backdoor into that argument, into the mind of a normie that thinks that's a conspiracy theory. Because if you're dealing with people out there that side with Joe Biden, they don't mind people coming into the country, they actually believe that these people are migrants and asylum seekers, well, you have to show them and you have to explain to them intellectually, no, that's an open border. And by doing so, you are giving a pass. You are endorsing and you are supporting child sex trafficking. That is how you unravel and unlock people's minds. Okay, class? It's okay. People are just retarded. You know, I think people just fail to see the bigger picture, right? Like they fail to understand how information works. And when you have a piece of information that is true and you have a piece of information that is authentic, that piece of information is what you use as an angle to unlock somebody's mind. It's like, Drew, don't you understand that there have been millions of children being human sex trafficking in the United States of America for decades? Wow, dude, 10,000 IQ. I didn't know that. Please, maybe I should just get off the mic and let you host the show. Wow, nobody knew that. Nobody knew that. Oh my God, dude. Drew, don't you understand? Don't you understand? Children are beginning. So much, yeah, that's been happening since probably the beginning, dude. All right? I just can't. It's like people come out and they try to say that. They think that, you know what I mean? It's like they just discovered, you know, fire or electricity. It's just, I don't know. Anyways. Let's get to this report. The material is explosive, unbelievable, and heartbreaking. He said up to 600,000 children have been moved across the border to be handled by non-government organizations. These are NGOs. You see, and this is why it's important to break this down, because the way that the mainstream breaks this down is that they give the interpretation that this is happening because these are migrants and asylum seekers and the NGOs are the good guys. No, this is just legalized human trafficking. And these are the receipts. So anytime you get into a debate or you're having a conversation with someone that thinks that child sex trafficking is a conspiracy theory, you point to these types of receipts. You don't just sit there like a total moron. It's real. It's real. You don't back up any of your claims. Why nobody takes you seriously. You're sitting there yapping with literally no facts, no receipts, no claims. Just yapping. He said up to 600,000 children have been moved across the border to be handled by NGOs and human traffickers. These kids are officially lost, but Carell says they are being pimped out to pedophiles or sold as sex slaves. And we know that these numbers are probably maybe doubled. Every time I talk to a Border Patrol agent or I talk to someone on the ground, they always say the numbers that we can put out are only the numbers we can confirm. And typically, they're probably in most cases doubled, sometimes tripled, right? That's why you'll hear right-wing media say, since Biden's been installed, since Biden's been president, 8 million illegals have come into the country. And then you hear President Trump say, no, it's more like 15 or 18 million, right? Why? Because Border Patrol, just like when I talk to Border Patrol, they always say it's always doubled, maybe even tripled. That's just what we can report, right? That's just what we can report. Carell spoke with the post-millennial about what he discovered, saying the nightmare begins when the illegals begin their journey to the United States from Panama. Here's a quote. The women and children, as they make that dangerous trek from the Darien Gap and Panama up to the border wall and across, 60 to 80% of all the women and children are sexually assaulted and raped. If that is not number one, okay, just for the sake of to frame this, if that right there is not enough, if you're a normie out there, and you believe the mainstream narrative that these are just migrants seeking asylum and a better life in America, if that fact right there, 60 to 80% of all the women and children are sexually assaulted and raped that are trying to come to this country illegally, if that fact right there alone does not convince you that we need to shut down the damn border and shut down illegal immigration and shut down this mass replacement migration, honestly, I don't know what else will for you. And this is why these are the types of facts you need to communicate to your normie friends. So it starts to, this is what a red pill is called, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, this is how you red pill people. This is how you open up people's minds. Like, wait, really? That's really happening? Because you take what they support and then you go from the back door or a side door with an argument that they did not see coming, and that totally blindsides them, right? Totally blindsides them. Like, wait, really? So that's actually happening? Yes. That's why we need to shut down the damn border. Do you see now? Oh, okay. Well, yeah. See, boom. That's it. Right? Because it's just like, if you're not going to care about that, you're not going to care about anything. These are children. We're talking about, okay? I don't care where these children are coming from. I don't care. I will always be a defender of children, regardless if they are in the United States or if they are somewhere else on planet Earth or somewhere in the galaxy that God has created. Want to know why? Because that's God's heart. That's the Father's heart. All right? So I will always be a defender of children. This is... Child trafficking is beyond, this is beyond an American issue. And yes, it's happening in America. It's happening worldwide. America is partaking in it. This is something that needs to be neutralized and stopped immediately. Okay, where was I? Yes, so 60 to 80% of all the women and children are sexually assaulted and raped. Carol said, That means up to 8 out of 10 children and women are raped or sexually assaulted before they even come into America. But those are the beginning numbers that are shocking. Those are the beginning numbers that are shocking. Carol asked in regards to the influx of illegal immigrants into the United States to name, quote, one civilization throughout the history of mankind that has sustained this demographic shift and continued on successfully or continued on as a nation. He said, I challenge you, you cannot find one. Yes, because this is replacement migration. The former border deputy maintained that former chief of the United States Border Patrol, Rodney Scott, under oath testified to a congressional committee that Mayorkas instructed him on day one to, quote, open up as many pathways as possible to allow in as many people as possible. And we've seen that. Carroll called this treason and questioned why Mayorkas was not impeached on day one. Now, let me remind people out there, for people that are low IQ and they think that the border is just one issue and one issue alone, it's not. The border is a very nuanced and complex issue. And I'll put it to you this way. When I first started covering the border collapse in 2021, I was speaking with Border Patrol agents. I was speaking with OG border journalists, reporters, guys that have been on the ground for decades covering this thing. And it was explained to me this way, all right? If you're retarded out there, please try to stay with me, please. Just at least, please. It was explained to me this way. They said, Drew, the border is very complex. And the border has many different moving parts. And if you try to cover it and tackle it all at once, you're going to lose people. And it was broken down to me like this. There are several tentacles. There are many different lanes when it comes to the border. This animal has different lanes. You have human trafficking, sex trafficking. That's one lane. You have drug trafficking with fentanyl, right? You have arms trafficking, right? You have the importation, right? You have the illegal immigration, which is a whole other complex animal, because with illegal immigration and open borders, you not only have illegals coming into this country illegally, but you also have terror cells taking advantage. So that's a whole other tentacle. That's all. There are so many different angles when it comes to this border collapse. And then you got the northern border. And then you got the coast. You got these people coming in through the Pacific Ocean. They're flying in on boats. You have the cartel coordinated on both sides. You got the stash houses in several different... this thing is so complex, right? You got them coming in through trains. You got the U.S. train networks that are bringing these people. Like, there are so many different angles. And that's why you... And when I was told, I was like... They were like, just pick one, focus on that, expose that, because then you're going to really start to confuse yourself and confuse people. And that was the best advice I could have ever got. And so that's why I encourage people, understand when I'm speaking about just one aspect of this collapsed southern border, right? Because then you have the issue of Americans getting killed, raped, shot in the head as a result. There are just so many different angles and avenues, and you can't describe all of them in one sentence, right? So when you zoom in on one, that doesn't mean that an individual is unwilling to talk about another part about it. Does that make sense to people? Honestly, like, I really hope it does, because you get people out there that are just like, they're literally retarded. What about this? Yeah, we know, dude. We'll get to that. Can we just focus on this right now? Anyways, so just that was advice I got from OG Border Patrol agents decades in, before I was even born, okay? That was advice that I got as a reporter right from the beginning, so I share that with you. So if you think that's stupid, well, go tell that to, OG Border Patrol agents that are sick of this crap, dude. All right. Because these guys have been on the ground for a long time. A long time. The former border deputy maintained that former chief of the United States Border Patrol, Rodney Scott, under oath testified to a congressional committee that Mayorkas instructed him on day one to open up as many pathways as possible to allow in as many people as possible. Carroll called this treason and questioned why Mayorkas was not impeached on day one. On day one. Here's a quote. He stands in front of Congress and he lies and he smirks. He looks like a very small, weak man, but he's not. He plays all these politicians like they're just tools. And he says that he wants and is he says what he wants. And it's almost as if he's telling them, I have a country to go destroy. Are we done here? Can I go now? And the politicians are like, yeah, OK, you can go. Because that's the Uniparty. They don't care. They don't care at all. They don't care at all. Carroll said he has done. He has seen drone footage of Mayorkas landing in the Darien Gap in a Black Hawk helicopter in April 2022. He says, what in God's name is the director of DHS doing down in the Darien Gap in the jungle? Well, he was down there to ensure that the money was being spent to build way stations so illegal aliens could be taken care of. This goes deep. Carroll says there are two dark sides to the border crisis. Illegal immigration and child sex trafficking, right? Under Joe Biden, over 600,000, this is a quote directly from Carroll. Under Joe Biden, over 600,000 of these children have been brought into the United States. There are over 400 detention facilities across America. Carroll says, noting that a massive infrastructure system has grown to accommodate the movement of illegal immigrants. Yeah, including hotels. They're kicking out veterans and senior citizens at a senior citizen homes. Fact check true. He also said, you understand the level of evil it has to be to lose 600,000 children? What if I was in Main Street America and say downtown Ohio and someone came and took little Susie from the third grade? And didn't show ID, didn't do anything. There would be a manhunt for that individual. Maybe. In Biden's America? Maybe. But the reason here nobody cares is because these children don't exist on paper. They just don't exist. They come across the border with something tied to their shoe, to their shirt, like a pin saying, my name is so-and-so. I need to go to Tennessee or Orlando. That's it. These kids do not exist. That is 100% true. I'm talking to a man that worked in these facilities for years, and the horrors that he tells me, he says people are sexually abusing the children in DHS custody, meaning the NGOs are running it.
True.
So the Border Patrol agents gets the children, turns them over to the NGOs. I've been saying this for the past few years. The NGOs have escorts that they hire, and they take these children all over the United States of America and even out to Hawaii, the former Border Patrol agent says. The life of these violated children is the stuff of nightmares, according to Carroll. Said, I talk to the people that are in the business. These children are being raped to death. When you have a 3 to 5 year old child and you are sexually penetrating every part of their bodies are not built for this because they are children. And you have adults that are sexually abusing them, they're dying. So I told you guys, normies need to hear this stuff, man. This is what's gonna cause them to come over to MAGA and be like, okay, this is happening to children. Let's shut down the border. I'm with Trump. Carroll said the process even continues after death when the child's organs are harvested. He said the basic motivation for this lawlessness and cruelty is as old as civilization: greed and lust for money. But the idea is, if I'm a narco smuggler and I sell you a pound of cocaine, I can only cut that cocaine up so much. And as somebody digests it and consumes it, it's gone. And as somebody digests it or consumes it, it's gone. I can't resell that cocaine. I can resell a little boy or a little girl or teenage girl or teenage boy 5 to 10 times a day. And that's been confirmed. That Border Patrol keeps seeing the same children recycled over and over and over again with new men attached to them coming into this country legally. That's where the money is, sir. I could sell you the whole child, or I could just sell you and rent it. That's what's happening. Carol leveled severe criticism over the hundreds, if not thousands, of NGOs who he says are profiting from the exercise in crime. They all are. They're all receiving federal grants as a result, and they run cover as religious charities, and they hide under the cover of they're doing the work to help refugees. He claims groups as diverse as Jewish Family Services. Well, there you go. There you go to all you, psycho Zionists out there. Well, there you go. You got Jewish Family Services involved with human trafficking children in your own country. How does that make you feel? Oh, sorry. You can't speak out against that because that makes you an anti-Semite and God's going to curse you. Give me a break. See what that does to people? See how your theology doesn't add up? So you got NGOs such as Jewish Family Services trafficking children alongside Catholic charities. I've exposed one of them with Alex Jones. Some of you guys have seen that footage. Some of you guys have not. That was in 2021. Lutheran Family Services and the United Way are intimately involved in the process. Intimately involved in the process. So, yes. And that is because they hide under the guise of religion, nonprofit organization, and doing the work of assisting refugees and asylum seekers. I just find it interesting. See, this is what happens when you are like a psycho Zionist and you're unwilling to criticize Israel. When you run into situations like this, what do you do? What do you do, huh? Is God going to curse you for calling out a Jewish organization, human trafficking children? Wow. Does your theology add up? What about this situation, brother? Hey, what do we do? Oh, I don't know. God's chosen people. God's chosen people. I can't criticize them. God's going to curse me. God's going to curse me. Idiot. You're a fool. Your theology's wrong. That's why your brain is fried when stuff like this happens. You call them out. You're allowed to criticize a Jewish person. You're allowed to criticize Israel. Especially as a Christian. What's the matter with you? Jeez. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Yeah. There it is. Jewish Family Services partaking in human trafficking children. The former border agent is driven, even compelled, to tell his story, but admits to having concerns over his personal safety because someone, either a government official, an NGO representative, or child trafficker might think Carol poses a danger to their operation. He says, I do have a concern. I won't lie, but I just say, bring it on. He said he takes inspiration from the founding fathers and his children. And he has convictions to speak out against this at all cost. At all cost. I'm serious. I'm not trying to be funny. I'm not trying to be funny about the Jewish Family Services partaking in human trafficking and child trafficking. The Jewish Family Services. I'm not serious. This is why I say what I say. If you believe this lie that you can't criticize Israel, you're retarded. Because then you run into situations like this. It's like, oh, zip, you can't say anything. Zip, See how that works?
Yeah, I see how that works. Yeah, you see how that works? See that? If there's anybody that should be speaking out against this, it's Christians.
You know, keep worshiping Zion like a retard. Super low IQ. What a psyop, dude. That's one of the craziest psyops I've ever seen. Honestly, it's one of the craziest psyops I've ever seen. Crazy, isn't it? Like, you're like reading this story and everyone's like, yeah, we need to save the children. Let's go, let's go. And then the Zionists hear that part that Jewish family services are partaking in human trafficking. Like, oh no, that's anti-Semitism. That's a, hey, shut that down. Shut that. All of a sudden, they don't care about the kids anymore. Wild. Literally wild, dude. Literally wild. Yeah. Insane. Well, Joe Biden is offering his condolences to the family of Maryland woman murdered by illegal immigrant amid Biden border invasion, Rachel Morin. On Tuesday, the Biden administration offered condolences to the family of Rachel Morin, a 37-year-old mother of five who was allegedly raped and murdered by an illegal. But the White House would not say how it would secure the U.S. southern border. A spokesperson told Fox News, we extend our deepest condolences to the family and loved ones of Rachel Morin. We cannot comment on active law enforcement cases, but fundamentally we believe that people should be held accountable to the fullest extent of the law if they are found to be guilty. Yeah, what a politically correct statement to make. Yeah, we created this situation. Yeah, we're the reason why she's dead, but we're sorry. We express our condolences. The administration did not respond to multiple inquiries from the outlet regarding the White House's threshold to close the border or other measures if murders and violent crimes continue to spike. No, it won't stop. They want you to die. That's what replacement migration is. Let these criminals loose to murder Americans so they could take their spot. Last week, authorities arrested El Salvador, a native, Victor Antonio Martinez Hernandez, 23 years old, who entered the United States illegally and is accused of raping and murdering Morin near a Maryland hiking trail in August. He is also suspected of committing a similar crime in El Salvador, but was still able to enter the United States through the southern border. Why? Because it is open. And in case you forgot, this was the case update a few days ago.
It's really short because I'm very emotional. I just want to take this time to thank all of the law enforcement for all their hard work. I know that a lot of times we don't see what goes on behind the scenes. You know, you see the policeman in the car when he writes you a ticket, but you don't see the real work that happens behind. And around Christmas time, we did a canvassing with Harford County. Thank you. And they brought us into a room, and I could see all the people. Oops, all the people that were involved. And that's not even all the external agencies that were involved. And it just gave me.
Guys, it's not your internet. It's not mine. This video's audio is off. So.
Such hope that they really did care about our family and my daughter, that they were going to work diligently to find the person that murdered her. At one point, when things seemed like really bleak and hopeless, the lead detective said to me, he said, patience will win in the end. And that's what they've been doing. They've been diligently working very hard, and they've been patiently working through all the leads. And it's because of that that we have an arrest today. So I'm very thankful and just very grateful to these men. And I'm also very grateful to the press because you kept her story alive so that people would still continue to send in tips. And that helped them to do their job. So I want to thank the press as well. But I don't know if this is... Oops, sorry about that.
You're right.
I don't know if this is kosher or not. I'm going to step away from the pulpit. But I think we should applaud them just because I am so grateful that they have brought us to this place. Because at some of the points during this, I didn't think that we were ever going to have an end, that it was going to be a cold case. So I would like to applaud them.
So obviously this is continuing and more Americans are dying, being raped, being murdered because of the open border. And the federal government continues to deny it. Mayorkas callously denies responsibility for the illegal alien who crossed Biden's open border and murdered Rachel Morin. And of course the federal government, and of course Mayorkas, is going to deny responsibility because... because F you, right? That's the federal government that hates you.
The murder of this Maryland mother that has been in the news. It's gotten a lot of attention. She was killed last year. An undocumented immigrant was just arrested in her death last week. He's suspected of multiple crimes since he crossed the border illegally in early 2023. Obviously, you know, we know that the studies show that undocumented immigrants don't commit more crime statistically than native-born U.S. citizens. But what do you say to critics who blame the administration for allowing something like this to happen? Yeah, obviously, this is something that you hear in right-wing media all the time.
Jim, first and foremost, of course, our hearts break for the children, the family, the loved ones, the friends.
Yeah. You think this guy's heart breaks? Okay.
Of the individual who was murdered, the woman, the mother. Jim, a criminal is responsible for the criminal.
He doesn't even know her name.
Act. The criminal who committed this heinous act should be held accountable to the fullest extent of the law. And forcefully so. That is my response.
Undocumented immigrant. It's an illegal alien. They're still trying to run cover for these murderers. Still. And guys, this just continues. Here's another one. A man by the name of Scott Miller was killed by an illegal who was previously deported 16 times. He leaves behind a loving wife, children, and grandchildren. It only continues.
Taken from you out of nowhere. He was just young. He was only 64. And I just want everybody to know my dad was fun. He was an awesome dad. He was an awesome grandfather. He left behind a grandson and a granddaughter. And they miss him. We're all gonna miss him.
Officials say Cruz Mendoza was in the country illegally and did not have his commercial driver's license.
There is a lot of layers to this that goes from the federal government down to the state and local government, where there's just a lot of things that are falling through the cracks to make sure that our drivers that are on the roads are safe.
Miller's family tells us he was a truck driver himself, who always urged safety on the roads.
Since I was a kid, always told me to be careful of driving around trucks, especially in the mountains, because it takes an extreme amount of skill.
Jimmy's getting a sled ride.
His loved ones say this is all just the beginning of a push for justice and awareness.
It just sucks, man. I hate seeing this because, like, it sucks it has to get this bad for people to finally realize and wake up this is a huge problem, but unfortunately, that's just human behavior. Unfortunately, it's got to get really bad in order for people to wake up. I don't want it to be that bad because people are dying, people are getting raped, but if people don't want to listen, that may be the only route, is just full chaos. Will collapse for people to finally wake up. Well, tonight's episode is brought to you by AmmoSquared.com/LFA, AmmoSquared.com/LFA. All my gun owners out there, listen up. Ammo Squared helps you stay stocked up on ammunition automatically. Your ammo grows slowly over time, is stored for free while it builds up, and is shipped whenever you want it, shipping out in just 1 to 2 business days. It's truly automated, set it and forget it ammo purchasing. Pick your caliber, set your budget, select a shipping trigger, and that's it. Ammunition builds up over time and is delivered automatically when you want it. This really is a great way to store and build up your ammunition. If you really, really, really think about it, especially if you're a gun owner. It is a very budget-friendly way to build a stockpile of ammunition. It's customizable by as little as a few dollars a month and use dollar-cost averaging to your advantage. Just go to AmmoSquared.com/LFA. That's AmmoSquared.com/LFA today. And for a limited time, Ammo Squared is offering you 75 rounds of 9mm practice. Activate today to receive free ammo in your account. I encourage all of you to do so to keep LFA TV alive. And with that said, make sure to support me on my personal Rumble channel. I should be going live in 1 hour at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. That's rumble.com/DrewHernandez. Rumble.com/DrewHernandez. We will be roasting the queers and the homosexuals that took over the White House over the past couple days with Kamala Harris. And today is Juneteenth. Nobody cares. And the woke blacks, of course, are running around asking for free crap. So we'll be roasting the woke blacks tonight as well. So go right now, rumble.com/DrewHernandez. The link is in the chat. We go live in T-minus 1 hour. If you love what you heard here tonight on LFA TV, subscribe to this channel, smash that like button, destroy that like button, hit that bell notification, copy the link, share it absolutely everywhere, but don't go anywhere because the legendary Roger Stone is up next in the Stone Zone. I'll see you guys in 1 hour on Drew Hernandez Live. And if I don't, I'll see you guys on the next one.